אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading a sage's fruit, essays, one commandment, page 49.
ניתן לשאול שאלות באתר kab.co.il, שאלות נבחרות הקשורות לחומר הנלמד.
Starting with the words, unintentionally bring contentment to one's maker. Please, unintentionally bring contentment to one's maker. We should never hope that the time will come and we will find the solution to start realizing the work of the Creator in Lishma. And every worker, anyone who serves the Creator, has to do it in Lo Lishma, from which he will come to Lishma. And the way to reach it is not limited by time, place, but to the extent to one which one has control over one's heart. And many have failed and will fail in the field of Lo Lishma and shall die without wisdom. And nonetheless, their profit is truly great, because a person can never truly appreciate the great value of giving contentment to one's maker. And even though that one is unworthy, nonetheless, he brings contentment to his maker. And this is called unintentionally.
This means we have no choice according to how we need to reach the goal. We have to start from a state that is pre-spirituality in order to enter spirituality with our own desire. And to begin with, we have no desire. It's only a desire in order to receive, which is opposite to spirituality. And therefore, we have to undergo a very great transition called Lo Lishma, in which we learn everything we need so as to connect this world with the spiritual world and learn all the different facets and links and interrelations between our psychology and the spiritual world, as Kabbalists describe to us in their articles, until we enter conception, Ibul, and that's where the spiritual ladder begins. But even if we don't manage to make it to the final personal correction, or even entering Lishma at its first degrees, it doesn't matter, because each and every effort that we make to draw closer to the Creator is registered. And as he writes here, there's great reward even for one who makes the littlest action. It all remains. Every effort that we make in life towards spirituality, the Creator bestow connection between us. It doesn't matter in what way. Every effort that we make is registered for eternity, and it belongs to the one who performs it. And therefore, he writes, the reward of those who work is very great, and they don't finish their life just as an animal that cares for its own self and has no inclination or even a hint of an inclination, even a false inclination, to rise above itself somewhat. So we just have to discuss this more and more, how much we should appreciate our opportunity that was given to us, the desire that was given to us, and that we will truly merit, even with making the littlest effort, and be happy with our share, because truly the greatest reward we can imagine is much, much less than what we actually get for the littlest effort that we make in our current state. Questions?
Eran, please. If they die without wisdom, where do they get their reward from, then?
Rav, לא שומעים אותך.
Meaning, to die without wisdom means that we don't attain more vessels of receiving in order to bestow. Let's say that we just have bestowing in order to bestow. It's also spirituality, and it's still a part of the path, and even more than just a part. It's the basis for all the mitzvot, for all the actions in order to bestow that we do. First, we have to organize the vessels to be in bestowing in order to bestow. And this is called to die without wisdom. It's not about the ordinary people who seem like beasts. Rather, it's about people who are on the path and still haven't reached vessels where they can receive in order to bestow, but only bestowing in order to bestow, and even a little bit before that, but they are at least somewhat in Lolishma the way we are. Yes.
Rav, I don't exactly understand. What I do understand is that the entire world is giving the Creator contentment.
I don't understand the question.
What I understand from the text is that also those people that do not study the wisdom of Kabbalah give the Creator contentment. How is that possible? Rav, you're muted.
We learn together that bringing contentment to the Creator means that we bestow upon Him. Now, bestowing to others or to the Creator, which is one and the same, is possible only if I rise above my will to receive. Otherwise, I'm bestowing to myself. I have to rise above my own will to receive, and then I bestow to others. Now, the others could be other people or the Creator. Usually, it's arranged in a way where through people, I bestow upon the Creator. Now, the people are my group. That's the simplest thing that I have at my disposal. The Creator brings me to them, and I can use that. Now, if I don't arrange everything that way, then I cannot bring contentment to anything or anyone outside of me. I always work only towards my own benefit.
Anyone else?
Tzvika.
What I don't get is, he says that many have failed and so on in trying to achieve Lishma. Why do they have to die? Why do they have to fail?
Does a person die or not?
Eventually, yeah.
What do you mean eventually? The quick end or the fast end or the slow end? Eventually he dies.
Yeah, but why does a person have to die and fail in trying to achieve Lishma? Why? Also, we're in the era of the end of correction. Aren't we supposed to reach that? Doesn't anything change?
We are on the path of correction of the vessels. I'm talking about those who enter the spiritual work, who understand they have to rise above their ego, connect between us, connect between them, and then from the connection between them, bestow upon the Creator, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, to bring Him contentment, How? By him dwelling, appearing in them. That's the work. One who does it is called Adam, because he wants to become similar to the Creator. One who doesn't is called a beast. It's not to condemn anyone, it's just to express that he only uses his vessels of reception. People who want to resemble the Creator make efforts, but these efforts meet several conditions of all sorts. For instance, let's say you're in a process, and according to your corrections, you now have to perform, say, correction number 80. So all of the corrections required before you must already be in the works and happening. And if they don't, then you don't wake up. And even if you have awoken and you came to us and you came here, still your correction also depends on others' corrections. Therefore, there are some things in which a person relies on fate, meaning it doesn't directly depend on his spiritual efforts. And therefore, we have to accept all these things in a simple way. I bestow upon the Creator contentment with what I can right now? Good. Then I don't need more. All I need to be is whole with everything that He gives me, all the desires, thoughts, abilities, strength, whatever He gives me, I am trying with whatever possible to aim for bestowal upon Him, bring Him contentment. That's it. If I make that effort, I should be happy. And did I reach something or not at the end of my life? It doesn't matter. Or you say, either I receive the final correction, give me what I deserve, or I don't want it. And then if so, then you're not at all on the right track.
I'm sorry, 10, 20, 30 years, I came here in order to attain something.
We're already working for thousands of years, so what? We are happy with one moment of having the possibility to bestow contentment to the Creator. You can't appreciate it, so you don't know what you're talking about.
So my question is,
you subconsciously think, what will I get out of it? And that's why you're not even going on the same track we've talked about.
Okay, 10, 20, 30 years, I'm doing the work, I'm coming every morning with the friends. I came here to work. I'm not kidding around. Is there a chance that I'll leave this world without reaching the end of correction, without crossing the machsom?
I don't know what you mean by this world. If you're talking about this corporeal world, then of course.
What I mean is to reach lishma, as he says here. Is it possible that despite all the work that I'm doing properly, really, like everyone else, I'm trying to connect, unite, in workshops?
If you do the job properly, then I'm not lying to you. You will be then happy with what you will get out of it. And you will then see it as huge, grand things. And you won't want anything more because you'll first acquire the correction of Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. As it says, you don't even have a shirt, not the next world, but a shirt, and you'll be happy about it. And you'll say, I don't want anything more. I have the opportunity to bestow without receiving anything in return. That's the best. Then I'm so happy that I've gotten rid of all of my calculations to receive.
What do you mean by bestowing without receiving anything in return?
You cannot understand me. You can't understand me.
Do I merit the next world or don't I? Bottom line.
If you don't want it, you'll get it.
Okay, now you really confused me.
Okay. That's it? Yeah.
In the article, he says that even the lo lishma gives contentment to the Creator. So what's the difference in this respect between lishma and lo lishma?
No, the entire ladder of degrees that we go through, we divide it or sort it according to bringing contentment to the Creator. Nefesh ruach neshama chaya echida, and each of which are also divided to another five and another five. These are the degrees by which we bring Him contentment. This is what's called receiving the upper light that we feel. It's a light of contentment, light of chasadim, and then even light of chokhmah. It's all light of bestowal. And what did you ask exactly?
The question was, what's the difference? What does it mean to give contentment, lo lishma, and what's the difference between that and lishma?
The contentment in lo lishma is like the example of a baby. Does it know what it's doing? No, but because it belongs to the parents, whatever it's doing brings them contentment. Same thing with us. We haven't yet accomplished, directed, conscious actions of bestowing, but from being in the system and coming to the lessons and making efforts and devoting your life to it, you are throwing away all of the other possibilities in life and invest your life in that, even though you're still doing it egoistically, and that's by necessity. Because that's the will to receive that words that's working in you, in within you in the meantime. It's called being forced, coerced, and still you're trying somehow to reach lishma, and this means that you're bringing contentment without knowing it.
Moti, baksha. Ah, Ken.
Rav, the bottom line is that we want to bring all of creation to the end of correction. What's the connection between the individual and the general Gemar Tikkun, end of correction?
That's not relevant right now, I'm sorry. Always think about what you're asking, because this isn't what we're talking about right now. The final correction, these are systems that are very far from the current scrutiny. Let's continue.
Prophetic truth and physical measurement. Page 52, A Sage's Fruit, Essays. Since it is an absolute certainty, the prophetic abundance must be received in those combinations of letters completely suitable for the spirit of beginners. That is, to benefit them and to be open to the self-interest of the generation. This is so because only then is it guaranteed that God's word is accepted by the generation in the form of lo lishma, since the Creator did not prepare them in any other way. Hence, this is the sign of a true prophet. His prophecy is best suited for the physical success of his contemporaries, as it is written, and what great nation is there that hath statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? It is so because the nearness of the physical success will confirm their truthfulness, that in the end is indeed the inlet.
We should read again.
Again, prophetic truth and physical measurement. Since it is an absolute certainty, the prophetic abundance must be received in those combinations of letters completely suitable for the spirit of beginners. That is, to benefit them and to be open to the self-interest of the generation. This is so because only then is it guaranteed that God's word is accepted by the generation in the form of Lo Lishma, since the Creator did not prepare them in any other way. Hence, this is the sign of a true prophet. His prophecy is best suited for the physical success of his contemporaries. As it is written, "And what great nation is there that hath statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?" It is so because the nearness of the physical success will confirm their truthfulness that in the end it is indeed the inlet.
I don't think that we can interpret this, and I would recommend moving forward.
The necessity to keep the 613 commandments. The 613 names, considered the holy names, concern private providence for all who approach the reception of the godly abundance. One must experience all these orders without missing even one. Hence the complete crave them with their hearts and souls to keep them down to their corporeal branches, as it is written, "In every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come unto thee and bless thee."
Meaning that we have a will to receive that we need to correct with 613 mitzvot, and we need to do it in all the different ways, and by that we connect all the broken pieces of Adam HaRishon, and the correction of those pieces means that we are carrying out the 613 mitzvot. What is it? The commandment to correct our kli in order to make room for the Creator to be revealed. Questions?
Moscow, go ahead. Oleg is asking, what does prophecy mean?
One of the degrees of the attainment of the Creator is called prophecy, special degree. If you want to read about it, to understand, I don't know how much, then you can. But you can read the book, The Path of the Lord by Ramchal, where he explains all those degrees, including the degree of prophecy.
Gil, go ahead. Rav, previously explained that I perform a certain correction, the 80th correction, and the next incarnation I perform the 90th. What do you mean by I?
I is the one who is currently in a will to receive with the Reshimot and Masachim, screens, and reception of the lights in order to bestow in a certain state. That's called me. I, the Malchut that lives in the worlds, is called me. In a state where that part of Malchut exists, that's called the person's I. More than that, you're not going to understand right now, because these are things that go beyond our psychology and perception of reality. We have to yearn to discover them, that's true, but to understand that the yearning could be, it needs to be realistic, meaning it's good to yearn for everything, but to also know how will I realize this yearning. And when we realize it, we will then see and understand who is me and the world and the human, and our whole reality will take on a completely different shape.
Bill.
Morning, Rav. How many eyes do we have?
On every level, in every state, you're a different person. You have a new me, a new self. From that malchut, the point of malchut that operates you, that positions you as a new human being.
How can we speed up the change of the eyes in the different degrees?
Only by yearning and understanding that by connection we hasten these states, these degrees. Only by the connection between us. The more we work on it more and more, the more we want to establish the connection.
And last question is, how do we utilize the eye we're in at the moment to bring about the best results for the... for the congresses that are coming up?
We only have to find a more intense, powerful connection between us, deeper, more directed, and for that we're going to hopefully talk about this in the 2 months we have left until the convention. I very much hope that we understand how serious this is. It's very important that we also will not allow anyone to control our goal. Rather, all of us together, through connection between us, we each time have to build a new kli. As we just discussed, that every state, according to the Reshimo, we are in a new state, a new human being. The same with the group. It's a new group each and every moment. So there's no calculation with anyone besides the group. If there's a group, there's a spiritual reality that it can attain, and then we can talk about it, and it's worthwhile to do it. And if no, then there's no reality. So our whole work is to cause Europe to unite despite the difficulties, a great difficulty of language, which is like modern-day Babylon, and we have to make sure that they all unite and that we connect them, that we push them. In 2 months we'll have a congress, and we have to prepare it in a way that it doesn't matter what we talk about there, the lessons and different arrangements there. What's important mostly is the atmosphere, the spirit, that we have to be connected all around the world and pressuring Europe like the center of that world for that moment, forcing them to be more connected. If the Europeans will take this upon themselves and continue our line of congresses that we recently had, if they can keep that going, that'll be good. If we find that they can't, or that they don't want, or that there are all kinds of people who want to be in control there, then we won't do this convention in Europe. The Congress is happening in order to create a gathering, not by someone who wants to control, who wants to organize, who wants to do it specifically through that group or that person, but only in order to discover the Creator. So I hope that we all do some work, and very meticulous, profound work, and that will truly be a work in order to bestow. And if we are incapable of that, then we'll have to do something else about it. This is a vital place right now. In America too, it was, but it was a very good example how they did it. I really commend the American Kli. And now it's Europe's time. Let's hope that they follow the same example from America and build themselves correctly. And the result, the effect of that, will be a lot greater than in America, because they also face a difference in language, mentality, cultures, and so forth. So let's help them and reach that connection. I really do hope for that to happen. And I'm asking everyone to be very aimed at that.
Rav, we understand that this evening there's going to be a special lesson from Holland, a talk that you'll have with the Holland group.
Maybe that's better that Shimon will talk about it. Take the microphone from me and from 6 to 7, the Israel time. 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time, which is exactly the Zohar time, the Zohar lesson time. So probably we will have then a talk with the Holland group and also the European Kli and the world and with you. Please, everyone's invited. And everyone can join it in different ways. We land in Holland in 1 or 1:30 at p.m. and then we will be there until about 9:30 p.m. and then we are going to Israel. More? Are we concluding? Whatever you say.
Daily task from Moscow. All day to demand from the Creator to unite the Ten into one Partsuf, rising above all different states. Again, all day long to demand from the Creator to unite the Ten into one Partsuf, rising above all the different states. So, we'd like to thank our viewers. And we'd like to invite everyone to the Kabbalah Lam College would like to invite everyone to introductory lectures that will take place all over Israel throughout the month of May. For further details, contact us. Together in the academy, we invite everyone to an academic happening where we'll explain about the curriculum, about how we do it together, Friday, 10 till 12:30. And now we'll pray together for about 2 minutes, and after that we'll sing a song. At the end of the lesson, sit together and give thanks for having a beautiful lesson and that we tried as much as we could to be connected with the two. Be connected with you, and this is how we come out of this meeting, and you will keep us connected above all the different events of life that we'll probably experience now.
תודה ויום טוב.
Thank you and have a great day and a great night.
בזמן שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענות ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה הרגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם